And now let's hear from one of the candidates who competed in yesterday's Iowa caucuses, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. He finished fourth with just about 2% support. Governor, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
That could not have been the finish you were hoping for.
Well, you know, I came out in the final four. There are only four of us. I was hoping for a stronger fourth showing, but we actually got close to 10% of the vote. The 2% was the delegates. And we had about 21,000 caucus goers that supported us, but obviously Senator Obama deserves a lot of credit. He brought out a huge turnout that confounded all of us, and that's where he got his margin, and that's where I failed in some areas to get the what is called the viability 15%. But I'm in New Hampshire. I'm confident. I feel good. We head into a very important independent state where there's just straight voting and voters pick and choose rather than a very organized process that costs a lot of money, which we obviously didn't have.
So although a couple of other Democrats have dropped out, you're staying through New Hampshire, and will you commit to staying beyond that as well?
Yes, I am going to stay through New Hampshire. I've had organizations here. I've got a staff here. I've been campaigning in New Hampshire for a year. Nevada also, if you look at the Western primaries where I'm strong, those are coming up next. Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California. Nevada is on is the next primary after New Hampshire. So we're heading into my territory, but I need to do well here in New Hampshire. And I feel confident. I've got momentum from a lot of hard work here, and now it's going to be up to the voters, and I'm just making the war. It's so important to end this war, the main message of my campaign, and I think that's going to resonate.
Well, let me ask about that, Governor, because it is interesting that candidates who claimed the greatest foreign policy experience, you're one, Joe Biden was another, did not finish anywhere near the top in Iowa. What does that say about voters' interests and concerns right now?
Well, ending this war is so important for the country that I believe it is a top concern. Obviously, the message of change in Iowa was the most potent. But I think as you head into the end of the campaign, and we've got 49 more to go, you're going to see voters look at experience, who's got CEO experience as a governor, who's got the most international experience, but who's actually negotiated with foreign countries and gotten ceasefires, and who's made a difference in the lives of people. And there, I believe my message of experience and having the experience to change the country is going to resonate. And I have made the war the centerpiece, not just of my campaign, but making sure we end this war. We can't do that unless we end the war. We're not going to have universal health insurance. We're not going to have higher paying jobs. We're not going to have so many of the domestic issues that are adversely affecting the middle class resolved. So here I am touting this message of change. I'm a governor. I've successfully balanced budgets, and I'm the only candidate that's actually negotiated with a foreign country that is on the ballot today. So that will play well, I believe, in the days ahead.
That's Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico, former congressman, candidate for president. He finished fourth in Iowa and says he will continue to campaign through New Hampshire and beyond.